Reverend Gbade Ogunlana. Reverend Gbade Ogunlana is the president of Gbade Ogunlana Ministries in Nigeria. He is the host of the popular television program Darling Pastor and Paitowa, which is a Yoruba teaching program in Nigeria. A graduate of agricultural economics and a native of Ibadan, Reverend Gbade ministers fluently both in Yoruba and the English language. Reverend Gbade is a highly referenced author, poet, and an anointed Bible teacher. He has pastored in more than 3 states in Nigeria in the last 30 years. He is sent and has taught the Yoruba race for over 2 decades. He is the president of a free Bible school and an online Bible school designed to help the believers to develop spiritually through the teaching of the Word of God and those called into the ministries equipped to fulfill the call of God upon their lives. He is married to Dr. Bosade Ogunlana, an entrepreneur, pastor, and a marriage counselor, and their marriage is blessed with wonderful children. Reverend Gbade Ogunlana, we welcome you to the November edition of the Harvest House Nation Days of Glory 2021. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Shall we be seated? When your pastor ails you like that, what will you say? Pastor Diola is my pastor. That is my pastor. Reverend, thank you. Thank you. Because my head... No, just go and sit down. Don't worry. Just go and sit down. Can you put your hands together for them? Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Reverend has a way of making someone not to know what to say. There is one hamper he gives me every year. That hamper, after we normally do contest at home with that hamper, every member of the family, then I invite children. I will hide all those things with the compound. So they'll be searching for it. Anyone that you get, that's your own. And I will give the basket as hamper to other people. And every single one I've given the empty basket of his hamper to, they always say this is the best hamper they have ever received in their lives. I call it the hamper that make every other hamper anger. Thank you, Reverend. There is no one like you. There is a saying in Yoruba that says that when you see a man singing for another man, he's doing a very difficult job. Whenever a pastor is preaching and other pastors come around to listen to him, they are good people. Let me put your hands together for this pastor. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I was 2 days ago, I was in a program in Sangwota, a Baptist church, having marriage seminar, couple stuff. So they said I should come with my wife. The journey took 5 hours. I said, it's not that I don't want to come with my wife, but my wife is bigger than this place. This distance is something else. Moreover, they are humble people. So I just thought about it that if you see me ever go to a meeting and I go with my wife, that meeting is a big one. And do you know she's here tonight? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She's a better preacher than me, as you see her. We thank God. Are you here tonight? You know we are going to have a wonderful time. Let's go step by step. My pastor said 1 hour. I think I will steal extra 10, 15 minutes, but I don't know. But I will try to make sure I stick with it. Let the river flows. That is the subject we are looking at. Shall we pray? Our eternal Father, you know we love you. But you are the one that first loved us. In fact, because you planted your love in us, that's why we can love you. Thank you, Father. You always make things easy. We were your enemies. You went after us. You planted your love in us so that it will be easy to love you. What a father you are. Thank you for giving me the utterance to make it plain tonight. Everyone will understand. We will enjoy your power. We will give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do you know that this might likely be the best meeting you have ever gone in your life? Yeah. You just watch it. There is something that God will do for you and you will not forget. In John chapter 7, let's look at our text, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Our subject is, let the river flows. Jesus here said something. He said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So the first question is, how did the river get to my belly? Because he said it will flow from inside me. How did it get there? The way it got there is by me drinking water. Why did you say that, Pastor? Because Jesus said something in John chapter 4. Let's see John chapter 4. Jesus said, "I have a water that I will give. When you drink it, it will become something in you." So when he's saying that the river is flowing from us, how did he get there? It is because we drank the water. John chapter 4 verse 9. You remember the man, the woman by the well. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water," notice that, verse 14, "whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." So the source of that river is the water that we drank from him in the experience of salvation. When we came to Christ Jesus, the implication is that we drank of that water, and that water became a well inside of us. Do you know, many years ago, I was invited to come and do one small job in a wedding ceremony. A Muslim wedding ceremony. Muslim, the family of the bride, Christian family of the guy. And they brought somebody there. They wanted to show that, Muslims, religion is wonderful. And that person said, "I was a Christian before, I'm not a Muslim." I laughed. Why? Because that's not possible. You know why? You know, it's really funny. The reason is this. Jesus said that when you drink this water, you won't be thirsty again. You can never take anything in replacement. Don't you see it's difficult to backslide? Yeah. You may drag yourself here, but thank God you are here. You know, it's just like that. I remember many years ago. Do you know Brother Kama? You won't know. Brother Kama, 1981. He was a Muslim convert. When we are praying, the way he prays, he will say, "You people, you don't understand. You were born there. We were going to hell. You just don't." We never understood. When he's clapping like this, don't stay near him, because he will be clapping with all the muscle. You will think it's God's power that fell you down. If his elbow reaches you, he will be like, "God, you don't know what you have. Oh, you never taste of that water and get thirsty again. That is salvation." You know, along the line, I remember those days. You will hear people, they will say things like, "If you don't dress like this, you are not saved. If you don't do like this, you won't go to heaven." But something inside of you tells you that it's a lie. You will never get thirsty again. Hallelujah. No one can cajole you. No matter what. No one can indoctrinate. No one can convince you that you don't have the real thing. Once you are in him, you have the real thing. Hallelujah. I was teaching on the radio one day, Bond FM. I've seen things, my brothers and sisters. I've seen wonderful things. And I was talking about fullness of the Holy Ghost. And I said I will minister after the teaching. And there was one woman that called me. She said, "Pastor, I'm speaking in tongues, so, but I don't know what to do." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I'm an Elijah." You were teaching, and we were listening to you. We were playing Ludo in front of the house. But what you were saying was interesting, so we decided to listen. And in ministering baptism of the Holy Spirit, since I wouldn't know who was listening, I led them, according to the confession, to be saved. She just followed it like that. Every one of them playing Ludo. And they got saved and started praying in tongues. She said, "What do I do?" You know, I didn't know what she should do. I said, "Keep listening every week." Oh, there is a well in us. Nothing, there is nothing like it. You know, sometimes we touch our pocket and there is no coin there. We feel so bad sometimes, but there is something you can't take from us. You can't take it from us. No matter how hard things are, no matter how tough things are, we will rather die. We say we have touched this one. Hallelujah. There is actually a well inside of us. It is inside of us. Do you notice that sermon about hell doesn't scare us? We will watch the rich man in hell and we'll be drinking coffee because we are not scared. There is a well in us. We are convinced beyond measure. We know that we know. Why? Just because we took the step of salvation. He has dug a well inside of us. John chapter 4. Look at it. That water that we drank, in verse 14, it has become a well. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." I remember Brother Femi Akintunde went to Lagos and came back with the doctrine of restitution. And he was like, Unless you do this, you are not saved. Unless you do this, you are not saved. Then he got brutal with it. He said, destroy your television. But you know, we are all human. Brother Femi also was human. We didn't know that he put his own telly under his bed. There was one day, those are the days that we used to use coin. A coin now fell down and ran under the bed. So while we were looking for the bed, we saw his national television under his bed. I said, no wonder. He was waiting for the time that the doctrine will be tired. And he was busy hammering us. Let me tell you something. There is that word that is inside of you. You know, our job tonight is to draw from it. That's what we want to study. That's the beginning. The Bible, our text talks about river flowing. So we said, how did the river get there? By the water that we drank. But the first thing is that water that we drank became a well inside of us. Isaiah chapter 12. How do we draw from that well? If you are born again, you already have a well dug inside of you. We all have that. How do we draw from it? Isaiah chapter 12 verse 1. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will pray thee, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, everybody say therefore.
Therefore,
therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. He showed us how to draw the water. We have traced how the well was dug in us. He now said, when you want to draw that water, joy is that bucket, fetcher, that you will use to draw that. That is why I just pity people that are sophisticated tonight. But we will give you your portion. Yeah, we will make sure everyone is covered. Do you know why? The reason is this. I have a well in me. He told me that it's by joy I will draw water. And we are here to draw the water tonight. That means that you may just have to... How do I put it? You may need to join us to draw the water. You have a well inside of you. He's inside of... You know one thing I love about this God? What he has in us, external things can't take it away. He can't. That's why we are the only being on earth that you will do something to and you will expect us to be sorrowful, then we will laugh. Sometimes we ourselves laugh, we don't know why. We are a mystery to ourselves. Just because of that well. Hallelujah. The Bible says that with joy you will draw. You know, when we were growing up, we thought that if you are really born again, you must be quiet, morose, silent, then cry. And we were so good with... There is even a denomination that is called the Ijoeleku denomination of tears. We thought that is real Christianity. We didn't understand. No wonder we had the well in us, but we never enjoy it. Because it is with joy that you draw from it. The potential, the capacity that we have, we wasted it. Also, when you see the best of us is the most sorrowful. We like that. That's why we even like to dress in an ugly way. Because it's very pious. One day I was in Lagos, they told me of one lady that had a problem with getting a husband. I said, let me see her. from afar, I knew why. And it wasn't by word of knowledge. She was of a large size, and that's not a sin. She has appropriate large head. But instead of making her hair, how can somebody grace with large head, plaited her hair into only three? So each one was as bulky as this. I am not exaggerating and I'm not joking, but there was one that was passing by on the Ikorodu Road, and I turned back on the pedestrian bridge I told you at Onipanu, and I spotted her among the crowd by her hair. No. You don't have to look like that. No, you don't have to. Hallelujah. It is with joy that we draw. But what we have not yet captured is this. Look at it. Joy is not even the end thing. It is what we use to draw something. What is that something? Anointing. That's something. That water in us is the Spirit. You notice in that John chapter 7 that we read. Let's go back there. Quickly. Speak ye of the Spirit. So he was talking about water, about river. He was actually talking of the Spirit. And you know, remember Luke chapter 4? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because of what? He has anointed me. So he's actually talking about the anointing. So that water in you is the anointing that is in you. Oh, do you know that you are anointed? Yeah. We are all anointed. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Verse 27. The anointing abides in you. You are anointed, I'm anointed. Pastor, if I'm anointed, why are things happening to me? Maybe you have not drawn that anointing up. Maybe you have not stirred it up. How do I do that? With joy. You will draw from the wells of salvation. He has shown us what we have. He has shown us how to draw it up. Pastor, what is the purpose of the anointing? Look at what the Bible says. Anointing is there to break the yoke. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. So that you will know the purpose of our meeting tonight. Isaiah 10 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off his shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So anointing destroys yoke. Where will I get that anointing? It's in you. How will I bring it up? By joy. What will the anointing do? Number one, it will cause a healing. Oh, do you know that God will heal tonight? There are sometimes, if we say some things, depending on your background, you will almost think that, is it as exaggeration, or we are proud, or is that not too much? But the truth of the matter is this. When the anointing is present, and we understand what to do, you can predict what will happen. I can tell you God will heal you. I have seen things. I have seen wonderful results. I was telling Reverend that I was in Lagos 2 days ago. I just came from Lagos today, actually. And I had a meeting in Reverend Paul's church, Kingsville Church. I remember one day, I was having a meeting there. They have Yoruba church, they have English church. So they invited me to preach in both. In the English church, we first had the Yoruba class. In the Yoruba church, there was a woman there that was deaf in one ear. So God healed her. Then we thought that was the best God we do. When we had the English session, there was a woman that walked off a wheelchair. Let me tell you one thing. There is no sickness that you have that you cannot receive healing tonight. Let me tell you, from cancer to headache to whatever. Pastor, why? Because we want to bring out what does the job. We want to bring out what does the job. There is no difference as far as the degree of sickness is concerned when it comes to God. Why? This is why. If your hand is hurting you, doctors will attempt to heal you by attending to that hand. If it is your tummy, they will examine your tummy. That is why to the doctors, there is difference in sickness or disease. But God, if he said that he wants to heal, he will heal it through your spirit. If it's cancer, he wants to heal, he will heal it through your spirit. So it doesn't make difference to him. It doesn't make any difference. Pastor, they said I have fibroid. I don't lie. I'll tell you the truth. I have seen things. One day I was teaching on radio, I said, I can't tell you people all I've seen. You will think of me more highly than you ought to think. I've seen people, one day we were having program at Sangoya. Somebody had elephantiasis. You know that kind of a thing that the leg will be like this, and it shrank. I have seen things. I was praying on radio one day, and one woman called and said, goiter disappeared. Now, I told her, I said, write down my number, I want to see you. I want to see it myself. I mean, I've seen a whole lot of things, but some things you see, you want to see. One day, she came when we were having program. She said, Pastor, when you pray, I touched the radio. It was even my children that said, Mommy, it's no longer there. It's not. So she started looking for a mirror. She said she was shocked. Let me tell you, I teach on Bond FM. How did I get there? One woman came to Ibadan, coincidentally, through Pastor Adeleke here. The woman said, when her mom was with them in US, she insisted they look for my teachings on YouTube. They downloaded everything because she told them, that's my pastor in Nigeria. Eventually, when the woman died, the woman said, they made up their mind that they are going to put me on radio. She was just talking with Pastor Inkaya that, there is one pastor. I wish I can see him. Pastor Inkaya said, I talked to him this morning. The woman was like, it's a lie. Is it true? That's how she puts me on radio. But what happened was this. The day she was meant to, we fixed appointment that I would meet her in Lagos. It was a Monday, and I was supposed to be teaching at Ogbomoso Parrot FM. So I sent tape there, and I was teaching on divine healing. You can imagine the effect on that woman. Because as I was talking to her about how much it will cost and the stuff, that was when they were giving testimonies of the results of the message in Ogbomoso. One woman said, Petowa, I'm in the bedroom now. It has disappeared. It's a cancerous thing on my breast. I've done operation on one. The other caught it, but it has disappeared. One woman called and said, Pastor, the boy is talking now. He has become well. He has mental challenge. He has become well. Strange things. That's on radio. But you are here. So why will you go home with sickness? Except you want to. Except you want to. Why, Pastor? Is the anointing that does the job? We have seen how to bring the anointing. We will just bring the anointing and get and enjoy the benefit. Now that is it. Who will have problem today? Someone that cannot smile. Woo! Glory. You know many times. You know how we defeat ourselves. Sometimes we get so smart. Sometimes we feel like this. How would that be? How would that be? But we are human. It's pardonable. But when you come up to him and know that, come on, he made the whole universe in 6 days. The whole universe. He made it in 6 days. Who now told you that your leg cannot grow and be equal with the second one in a split of a second? Who told you that because you have high blood pressure? One guy, I have seen things. Let me just tell you, I have seen things. One woman one day called me, and either a woman, a CAC woman, she went to the mountain to pray. Some, you know, on the mountain you have specks of wood. But, you know, local people, some of them enter into her leg. And she's not smart enough to go to hospital. She was like, 11 days I want to spend on this mountain. I will stay there. I will use it. She didn't remove the speck of wood on her leg until it became a problem. The children are well to do. They took her to the hospital. They said they will cut the leg. They took her to the second one. They said the same thing. By the time they took her to the third one, the doctor said, you better cut it early enough or else it will affect the second one. She said, one morning like that. They are taking her to the hospital. They were meant to do the hospital on a Tuesday. Monday morning, she said she woke up and in the hospital and heard something that said, listen to Quiet Hour today and you'll be healed. Local woman. So she said, okay. I hear Monday morning Ogbomoso. She said she listened to it with her phone. You know, local man. Local woman. She put the phone on that leg as if that has anything to do. So she listened and I prayed for the sick and that was all. Then she slept and had a dream. She thought it was real because the Lord Jesus just appeared to her and she was in the theater with two angels like nurses. He cut the leg and replaced it with another one and just left her. She actually thought it was real. When she woke up in the morning, she was shocked to find herself in the theater with 8 medical doctors. They were just about to cut the leg. She said, you have cut it. You have done it. So they thought it was the effect of the drug they gave her. But notwithstanding, they need to still do the last scan. They did the scan and found out that it was another leg. I mean, it's serious. This woman came. We had a crusade in Ogbomoso. You know when someone is happy, you can't act it. Old woman, she was so happy. She was so happy. She was just crying. My friend, God will heal you. It's not a big deal because it is by the anointing. Now, let's talk about different types of joy. Pastor, what do you mean? Listen, there are two types. Expressible but unspeakable. There is a joy that is expressible, but you can't put it to words. That is type number one. What and what are under that one? Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Let's see scripture for that. The Bible talks about joy unspeakable. You can express it, but you can't frame it into words. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though you now see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. Look at the next statement. And full of glory. What is glory? The Bible talks about the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead. That is the glory of God. The Bible says that joy is full of anointing. Hallelujah. No wonder
We don't understand why it works, but it works. There is a way of expressing it. It's unspeakable, but you can express it, number one, in laughter. Yeah, in laughter. Pastor, is it is true? Let me tell you one thing. I remember many years ago, I went to Lagos to start a church and we were doing well. Somebody gave us a small parcel of land to build. Well, I made a mistake. You know, that's why in life, I don't aspire to have the highest IQ. No, just know God. That scripture that says that the race is not for the swift. We just be walking for you. What mistake did I make? I had the same dream 3 times. God was trying to warn me. This small thing you are building, this is not how. You are an Ibadan man. This is Lagos. Go and get document. Go. I didn't get it. One day, it was an all-night VG day. One boy just came, Goke, and said, Pastor, have you been to the site? I said, no. He said, they have leveled it. Then something told me and said, you better pray. I said, for what? Is it that God will resurrect the building? No, that's not the time to pray. So I just announced to them when they came for all-night VG. I said, every one of you, have you heard what I've heard? Have you seen what I heard? They said they have pulled down our building and we will laugh. Did I feel like laughing? No! I felt like sitting down and every church member, the way they give offering, to just come and say sorry. Sorry. And we started laughing. You know that we conjure it. We walked it. We talk about laughing that you need to tell your face you are laughing. You are laughing. Hey, there are some of you that the how you are now, sincerely, is like we are pinching you. You are getting angry without no reason. Because you don't have reason to laugh. Pastor, what will you advise me? Laugh. Woo! Glory! I guess what? We just started laughing. We forced ourselves. Then something came up. Oh, there is something about laughing in the spirit. It must be. Do you know why we laugh for 2 hours? I mean, how much can they give you to act your a part of laughing for 2 hours in a drama? It's impossible. Woo! Glory! We just started laughing. We've started forcing ourselves. Then an anointing came. And we laugh. I still can't forget that day. Glory be to God. So bakali hati tayana. Engre stone de gele bahata. Nanzo non galiga shile bro sakali agrehiki baha. Woo! Kaso kali hati ta. The Bible says he that is on the throne will laugh. Woo! Glory! 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Do you know that by Sunday, somebody woke up to me and said, Pastor, there is a place, an office I inherited from my father. You don't need to build it. Take. On Sunday. That is what laughter did. You wonder why I don't cry. That's why. Woo! Laughter is better. There is an anointing to it. By joy, we were able to draw from that well that is inside of us. That is what we are talking about. When that anointing comes, oh, it will take care of everything. You know, some of you don't know how I grew up. I grew up in the holiness circle. Yeah. Where do you think I got my voice? Oh, dear. I can give you the bra version. Oh, glory. In that time, that period, our concept of God was different. Everything was quiet. You clap in rhythm. You do everything methodologically and everything organized. So the slightest noise, you feel like this. But I'm telling you, that unspeakable but expressible joy can also be exhibited, expressed in shouting. Glory. You have read about Jericho before. Didn't he tell them to shout? Don't you know that the power pulled down that thing? God is not complex. Sometimes what we ask you to do, you know, one of the reasons why we are so far away is because it may be too simple. You have mouth, you can laugh. You have mouth, you can shout. And God will say, shout. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1 verse 39. And Mary arose. Luke 1:39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city, of Judah. Everybody listen. Listen. Kasu, Ikile, Atoto, Enene, Ekaiki, Guli, Engra, Sonemu, Ikalikutukuba, Kaseke de Brohotita. And when he got to the entrance of the city, he lifted up the gates with the foundation. And so shall it be. The foundation of the city being lifted up. Paso Kalihanka Hiti Yaba. And there will not need to be. What is the way to enter? For the ways to enter will be multiple. You will be able to enter from here, enter from there, enter from there. For the gate of the city is being lifted. Hallelujah. We were having a meeting one day. I can't mention the name of these folks. They are big men now. We were having a meeting like this. And that was when God prepared them to jet out of the country. Like that. Oh, you don't know one of the things God will do tonight? One of the things he will do is that he will put you on this. He will increase your speed. Yeah. Ministry-wise, that's what he will do. That's why we were having a meeting like this. Some of those guys, he just used that opportunity. It's like you baptize someone for something. That next step, you will just walk in. The Bible says, and entered into the house of Zechariah, verse 40, Luke 1, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice. If you have been acquainted with those Easterners, a woman talking out with a loud voice, women don't talk. But when the Holy Ghost came on her, she shouted. I'm sure she was trying to listen to who is shouting. Hallelujah. Sometimes when it comes on us like that, we shout. And what is it, Pastor? Because we are drawing. It is that thing that we are drawing that is the object. Because that is what gets the job done. Do you know that sometimes this unspeakable can be expressed in dancing? Glory to God. Look at this in verse. Luke chapter 1, verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. What happened to the babe? The babe started turning because the hand of God came on that baby. You know, when the Holy Ghost comes on us, we dance sometimes. Hallelujah. Just give me a few more minutes. I will give us opportunity to respond to that thing that is in you, any which way. In case you see somebody running, don't run out. That hand can come on someone and is running. Do you remember Elisha that outran the king's chariot because the hand of God was on him? Pastor, I don't understand that type of running. There was one guy, a medical doctor. He didn't get anybody to marry. He went to everywhere. In fact, what's the name of that marriage? The one that went home to be with the Lord. Bimbo Dukoya. This brother went to Bimbo Dukoya's church. He didn't still get. We were having a meeting one day, and the hand of God came on him, and he ran, and he got a wife. He didn't just get a wife, because when he ran, the word of the Lord came that everything is like with pick race. I was in Abuja 3-4 weeks ago, and I saw him. One doctor told me and said, he has become a big man in Abuja. He has been everything pick race. Oh, Sakaliha. I had a meeting in Reverend Tunde Amosun's church not long ago. And I had a word and I gave it. And it has to do with somebody in the U.S. because they did an online thing. And that man experienced a miracle. He sent testimonies to Reverend Tunde. He forwarded it to me. It was an unusual thing. How many of us are into academics? Stand up. Just stand up. Projects, academics. Listen to this, because you are going to receive supernatural help and assistance. Miracle. So something that can be designated as miraculous. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive. Sit down. That's it. This brother, he has been on one project, and he has been looking for who can help. Reverend, I have not seen things like that before. After that program, in 2 days, about 2,000 people connected with him and said they wanted to join. 2,000 in 2 days. The institution said they have never seen anything like that. He said when they were like, you must be a genius. He said he told them, I attended online meeting in Nigeria. Because they said they have never seen things like that. See, what they have never seen in your field, they will see through you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember one day. Oh, we have a lot of testimony. Yes, Reverend Yinka has been with me for a long time. We were in a crusade in Shagamo, a village crusade. Can you believe it? Hand of God came on woman, and he started dancing in the spirit. A village crusade. So, and after we shared the grace, he continued dancing. When they were packing our equipment, the villager said, "Don't lose him, oh. Don't go." So I just went there. Immediately my hands touched him. He just started laughing. He just started laughing and laughing and laughing. We're like, what do we do? So I gave him 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Then I went to touch him. Then he started singing. Oh, there is something about that hand. Oh, there is something about that hand. So Pataya. You don't need to worry about the enemy. Let that hand be upon you. For thus said the Lord, Italy, Ikaikibo, Onangra, Hans and Tayaba. And I will put them in the cage and I will draw them back. Ushilebrahatiaba. O Kalihatu. Soprahati. Iklehakuronze Klehati. Pushilebrahanson tungre hikiba kasahata tata. Hu hallelujah. On kataya like bonsakatia. Ha ha raston de gelebo. Ikaikibu kashi lebratia na ene kutaya la kusoko ligaliha. Engra son telebahatita. Hallelujah. Do you know these Hausa people that lead cows? With just one single rod like this. And they will be directing thousands because they will follow him. No, without additional thing. A following. More than ever before. So, the Bible talks about expressible, unspeakable, that we can't speak. I said it involved dancing. I was teaching some years ago, 1995. Oh, glory be to God. If you can afford it, I wrote autobiography. If you can buy it, you can buy it. It should be somewhere there. I said some things here. I've seen things. 1995, I was teaching inside the University of Ibadan. 4-day Holy Ghost meeting. The first day, we had it at a center somewhere around that conference center. Then the place became too small. So we moved to quadrangle, nicer quadrangle inside UI, football field. And that day, I knew something will happen. Because when I was preparing for the meeting, God taught me dancing the spirit from the Bible. He will say, go and check this. Go and check the English meaning of this. Go and check strong exhaustive concordance for this. And I saw something. We have never seen it like that before. And so when I got to that point, I had an utterance in tongues. And I gave the interpretation. Immediately I finished with the interpretation, everybody stood up. We were using field. Everybody stood up and started dancing. It was a wow thing. It was a wow thing. I have seen that maybe up to 5 times. What the latest was, I've never seen things like that before. I was having crusade at Sango here. Yoruba people, I mean, local people. And I was teaching them. And at a point, hand of God came down. Reverend Yinka was there. Local people, everybody stood up and started dancing. I've never seen things like illiterate. There's something about the hand of God. Hallelujah. There's something about the hand of God. There is something about the hand of God. And that's why sometimes the hand of God will come upon them. And a single man, he will talk like God. He will say, thus said the Lord, that this is how it will be. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every door of prosperity, of advancement, of opportunity that hitherto might have been locked against you, they are open now in the name of Jesus. See, this meeting, you will, you know, sometimes some things happen and you become a new man. That's what this meeting will turn to. It will turn to that. One guy saw me, we are now, in Abeokuta. One day, I was in Abeokuta and the guy came to me and said, Pastor, where are you in Ibadan? He came. He said, I have love for Yoruba people. I want to be giving your messages to them. He bought one MP3 stuff. So I gave him the messages. He said, Pastor, pray for me. And I pray for him. This last time I was in Abeokuta, that's 2 years after that day. That guy said, Pastor, I can't explain it. Since you pray for me, I've been able to preach in Yoruba, and I've been on radio for 2 years now. And I was never a Yoruba preacher. Some strange things. Some strange. You talk about this meeting. Some strange things. Let me tell you one of the things that will happen. There are some of us that you are trusting for God for who to marry. You will almost need to get somebody to be selecting which one to take out of them. Because they will rush you. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. They will rush you. There is a church in Yaba. I was there which other day now. that church. They said I should come and talk about miracle. Triumphant church. And when I finished, I prayed. One of the folks that came for that meeting called the pastor the very next day and said, we are putting for a contract. I think 92 million worth contract. For a long time. They just call me now that we should come. Do you have time to follow me? Pastor, what am I doing? What am I doing? Let me tell you one thing. We don't say a lot of what we see or we feel or we experience so that it will put us in a check. But I can tell you something about ministry and angels. I do see a lot of that. I do see a lot of the activities of angels. And that is why some things that is humanly impossible, they will be made possible. Yeah, they will be made possible. Because I was teaching one day. Our church was then facing University of Ibadan. And as I was teaching, I said, those people that are sick, they should come forward. And they came forward. And I started laying hands on them. And God opened the eyes of one guy in the one pastor. And he saw a row of angels behind them. They all stretched their wings. One wing of the one touched the other. They lined up behind them. There was one that was pouring oil continuously on my head. Then every single person I lay hands on, one was giving them something. You know, that day, two people saw it. What happened was that there was a girl that just came to the church, I think the first or second time. She was pale. She was scared. She was a Baptist church member. Somebody just invited her. When she came, God opened her eyes and she saw the angels behind those people. She was so scared. One of the pastors located and said, why are you afraid? She said, I don't know. I don't understand this kind of... What don't you understand? So he brought her to me. I said, what did you see? Then she narrated what she saw. She never come again, no? Because she was like, I don't know. You know, sometimes we read some things in the Bible and we wonder whether it's true. There are activities of angels. I have witnessed a lot, as in a lot, by the grace of God. It has nothing to do with how you pray. There are signs of a ministry. Yeah, there are signs. There are things that God says, okay, that shows that you are, I send you. That is why, think of something you have been trying to get or attempt that has seemingly been possible. When I pray, I will release activities of angels and they will cause it to be in the name of Jesus. We were praying, we were having camp meeting some time ago in Lagos. During the camp meeting, one angel was going from one end of the auditorium to the other end. God opened the eyes of one pastor, Sekuture, and he saw the angel. He said when the angel gets to one woman, the angel will look at that woman and continue moving. On his way back, he will look at the woman and continue moving. On his way back again, I said, which woman? So he pointed the woman to me. So I went to the woman. What do you do in a case like that? We don't know why you pray in tongues. So I just lay hands on the woman and I prayed in tongues. God opened the eyes of Sekuture. He saw that angel brought something and gave the woman. The woman collected it and something started moving out of her body. So after the program, I just went to the woman. I said, you notice that when we are worshiping, I came to pray for you. I said, is there anything? Maybe any challenge in the area of childbirth? She said, Pastor, you can say it again. She said, I'm the only surviving child of my mother. She had 9 miscarriages. I was the only one that survived. I also have been married and I have had four. So I now told her what happened. From that time onward, she never has again. She has had all her children now. There is something about angels at work. I remember many, many years ago, I've been a pastor in the village before. One day we wanted to have crusade. Many years ago, during the time of Babangida, they gave instruction that there should never be a crusade because of riots in Kaduna or Kano that time. But we wanted to have crusade. When I went to the police in our town, they said no. We also heard what has happened. They said, except we go to the headquarters at Isanlu and get permission. So I said, no problem. I took one elder in the church and we went together on his bike. When we got there, the DPO there said, I'm a man of God, though. Don't think I'm of the devil. But you know what they said also? They said that because of riots, his federal government thing, his order that is beyond me. I am sorry, man of God. He was talking to me and that elder and the policeman who will type it. So he said, I'm sorry. So he told the man, go and type for them that we are sorry. When we got to the typist room, he just typed it. Then he showed me. He said, Pastor, is this good? I said, it's not good. He said, say what I should type. So I said, you are permitted to hold crusade. That you are permitted to hold crusade. So he said, he showed me. He said, is it good? I said, it's good. Then the next thing is, we need to get the DPO to sign it. As we left that typist office, one yellow woman just walked into the station. I think she's the woman friend of the DPO. That woman was in front of us like this. So as she entered, that was when we followed her to enter. The DPO didn't read anything. He just brought it, stamp it, sign it, and just go. Where they said there is no way, way is opened. I couldn't talk. The elder couldn't talk till we got back to Efo. We are like, what is this? Do you know when we got back to our station, the police there, they became afraid of us. They became afraid. Because they said, federal government said there will not be crusade. You brought official letter that you should do crusade. Who are you? We did 8 crusades on that letter because the police became afraid of us. Hallelujah. That is why. Just sit down a few minutes. In 10 minutes, we should be off. Maybe. There is something about angels at work. I can sit there and tell you testimonies upon testimonies. You know, when I was coming, when I was preparing for this, I saw something. It's not that I saw a vision. There is a way sometimes you will just know some things. Now, put it in your heart. I was kind of reminded when the children of Israel said, Moses, there is no meat. Moses, there is no meat. And God caused the wind to blow. There is a blowing of wind. And listen, it will blow foreign currency. That is the truth. That is the truth. In dollars, in pounds, in the name of Jesus. Talk about mega projects. Mega. What you call mega project. Sir, mega things. Massive things. Things that you will be like, you will take Judas' brother to come and do it because indigenous ones, they won't be able to do it.
in the name of Jesus.
Let's be seated. Oh dear. Sometimes you just don't know when to stop. You just don't know how to stop. Hallelujah. You know, there are sometimes as we are sitting down, like, it's the same everywhere. Sometimes you sit down and say, God, my own case. No, your case is not big. Your case is not big. I'm telling you, your case is not big. One day, somebody came around and we were praying for the fruit of the womb. And God answered. But the way he answered is amazing. This woman had gone to the hospital to do IVF. It failed. They said there is something that is lining her stomach that can never allow fertilization. That woman has a child now because God caused her to be pregnant. But you know what God did? He didn't remove the condition. When they were bringing the baby out at Vine Branch, Dr. Kolade said, woman, I don't know what names you have for this child, but add the name testimony. Because this is medically impossible. Every single one that has anything wrong with your head, place your hand on your head. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every high disease, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every nose disease, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every hearing problem, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every neck problem, be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. A healer. Glory be to God. Let me round up by telling you something. Everybody, let me tell you, God understands Nigeria. You think he's not aware of exchange rate? That's why he's bringing foreign currency. Yes, you will see. You may sit down there and say, I don't know anybody. You don't need to know anybody. I was in Ibadan here, struggling and believing God to get me money to reach Yoruba people. You know what God did? One day, God woke somebody up in Canada. He said he was sleeping in the afternoon. He just had something like this that woke him up and said, stand up. Send $1,000 to Pastor Gbade. He needs money. That one is even small. One day, one woman at Ikorodu here, she had a driver. And the driver said, Mommy, I want to close early today because I want to go and watch Quiet Hour. The woman said, what is that? He said, it's one pastor. The woman said, but you are a Muslim. Oh, he said, Mommy, if you also watch him, you will keep watching him. Then God just spoke to that woman and said, when you see someone who is a Muslim and rushing to watch a pastor, don't you know I'm with that pastor? Give him money. He has never seen me before. He has never heard anything about me. He gave me over 20 million. I don't know. In fact, when he called me, I was describing my house, how she will pick a bike. Because most of my clients are like that. I said, oh, you are mobile. when he said I should come to Lagos, you know, local people, and they demanded for the key of my Jeep. I was even like, why are you demanding for my key? Then she said, we want to go and put some things in the boot. So I didn't know. So they just did it. Then she came back and said, what name do we write on the balance of this 1 million? So I was like, balance, 1 million. If balance is up to 1 million. Do you know that was 9 million they put in the car? That's when I know that we are all carnal. It's the degree that differs. Everybody started looking small, small in my eyes. I was like, what? I dare not tell the driver because he will have accident. I mean, I just started, every car was looking small. If you brush my car, you just say, come down from that car, take your money and go. Can you laugh? Laugh! Woo! Glory! Woo! Glory! 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 Woo! Masukali gratusta kali gatuta. The Bible said when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the desired miracle that you look unto him for, receive in the name of Jesus. I release the angels of God on your behalf to cause money to come your way. Receive in the name of Jesus. Every marital problem, every marriage problem, receive solution in the name of Jesus. Sirs, you see, in this land, I believe there is a change, especially when it comes to ministry. There is a change. You watch it. In the shortness of time, we'll be hearing of crusade here, crusade there, because this is the season of harvest. Yeah, this is the season of harvest. That is why, pray for the sick. Be praying for the sick, because the hand of God on the land now, there will be a healing. There will be a healing, because it's time for harvest. Hallelujah. And you are moving, and you are jumping, and you are jumping here. Woo, glory be to God. Oh, sekalia grehatutaya. Every form of sickness, stomach sickness, every cancer sense, every kind of sickness, epilepsy, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I come against every dizziness, every hormonal imbalance. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every bone problem, every blood problem, I come against you. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name that is above every name, I come against every chest problem, every bone disease. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Woo. The power of God is here. The mighty healer is here. The mighty healer is here. The mighty healer is here. Just wait. Everybody listen. Have you seen miracle before? I've seen things that defy on the explanation. In all goodness, I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what is beyond understanding, what is beyond explanation, in goodness, receive in the name of Jesus. Before I go and see them, let me tell you what I mean by miracle. About four people have called me on radio, as in radio. Weird things. About four people have called me. They never know how to read. They were illiterate. I pray for the sick and they started reading. Weird things. About four people now. Things that you can't explain. These are local people selling ewa or something. But there is something about miracle. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as many as have been finding it difficult to travel out, things have been going in a circle. The circle is broken. The way is open in the name of Jesus. When men set rules, God does override rules on your behalf. Rules that are against you, rules that are against your movement, will be overruled by the hand of God in the name of Jesus. You know, some people say things like family curse. They will say in the family, no one has ever gone beyond this. In a very short while, you will look behind, you will say, I have crossed it. In the name of Jesus. Every limitation that may be as a source of family background, in the name of Jesus, they are canceled. Do you know the way God works? This is just the beginning of this week. Can you imagine what Sunday will be like? Woo! Glory! Glory! Make sure you tell someone tomorrow that come. You know one of the things that will happen. I was teaching in Penton Rice one day, and I said some people will receive miracle text tonight. And one lady said, in fact, we were in the meeting. Her uncle called from Lagos. So we just noticed that she went out. When she came back, she was crying. The uncle is a big man in Lagos, but he has forgotten all the family members. He called her during the service and said, I am wrong. I've neglected every one of you. Can you come to Lagos and live with me? The girl was crying because she can't understand it. That immediately like that, tonight, you will receive an alert. A credit alert. You know why? So that you will tell somebody tomorrow and say, I went for a program yesterday. Check my phone.